Oh. Krishan, Hare Krishna. Thank you for tuning in to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. This program is brought to you by Hare Krishna Dham, ISKCON, Houston. I'm your host, Madhavi here. I'm substituting your host, Radha, today. And Vasavi will be here, your host. So we would like to remind all of our listeners that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com, that is tunein.com, or download the TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. So thank you for joining for this program. I just want to announce that next Saturday, which is September 5th, is the Janmashtami day, which is none other than our Lord Baby Krishna, who took birth on this earth, you know, many thousands of years ago. So we are having a big program at ISKCON Houston on that day, starting from evening 5 o'clock till midnight. We are going to have aarti every 2 hours, starting at 5:30, and then again at 7 p.m. and again 9 p.m. and the next one will be the midnight aarti at 12 o'clock. We will be welcoming our Lord at with the 12 o'clock midnight aarti. So on that day, ISKCON Houston is having lot of programs organized on that day for everybody, every age. So we invite all the Houstonians to please come to Houston Temple and celebrate with us. There's going to be lot of children's activities, that's including coloring contest, costume contest, henna booth, lot of children's books booth, a doll hunting, balloon darting, and many more. You will also get a free dinner, prasadam dinner, on that day, which is completely vegetarian, starting from 6:30 and it goes until midnight. And there will be many other booths which you can participate and you can buy and you can enjoy also. So we definitely would invite all of you and request all of you to come and take darshan of Sri Sri Radha Neelamadava and, you know, have fun at the same time in the temple. And we are also going to have cultural programs with the dance and music and many other programs. So with this, we'll talk more about Lord Krishna today in the program. But before that, we will read some shlokas from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18.
Therefore, one who thinks himself the only doer not considering the five factors, is certainly not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. One who is not motivated by false ego, whose intelligence is not entangled, though he kills men in this world, is not the slayer, nor is he bound by his actions. Knowledge, the object of knowledge and the knower are the three factors which motivate action. The senses, the work, and the doer compromise, the threefold basics of action. In accordance with the three modes of material nature, there are three kinds of knowledge, action, and performers of action. Listen as I describe them. That knowledge which by one undivided spiritual nature is seen in all existences, undivided, and the divided is knowledge and the mode of goodness. Knowledge, which by a different type of living entity is seen to be dwelling in the different bodies, is knowledge in the mode of passion. And that knowledge by which one is attached to one kind of work as the all in all without knowledge of truth, and which is very meager, is said to be the mode of darkness. As for actions, that action in accordance with duty, which is performed without attachment, without love or hate, by the one who has renounced fruitive results, is called action in the mode of goodness. bottom. But actions performed with great effort by one seeking to gratify his desires, and which is intacted from a sense of false ego, is called action in the mode of passion. And that action performed in ignorance and delusion without considering a future bondage or consequences which inflicts injury and is impractical is said to be action in the mode of ignorance. The worker who is free from all material attachments and false ego, who is enthusiastic and resolute, and who is indifferent to success and failure, is a worker in the mode of goodness. But that worker who is attached to the fruits of his labor and who is passionately wants to enjoy them, who is greedy, envious, and impure, moved by happiness and distress, is a worker in the mode of passion. That worker who is always engaged in work against injunction of the scripture, who is materialistic, obstinate, cheating, and is an expert in insulting others, who is lazy and always morose and procrastinating, is a worker in a mode of ignorance. Winner of wealth. Please listen as I tell you in detail of the three kinds of understanding and determination according to the three modes of nature. O son of Pritha, that understanding by which one knows that ought to be done and what ought not to be done, what is to be feared and what is not to be feared, what is binding and what is liberating, that understanding is established in the mode of goodness.
Hare Krishna, welcome back. Alright, so I'm going to announce again about next week's program. So Saturday next week, September 5th, is the Janmashtami day, Lord Krishna's appearance day on this earth. So ISKCON of Houston is celebrating in a big way, you know, where we are having Abhishek, Kirtan, Aratis, cultural programs, children's activities, free vegetarian dinner prasadam, and many more in the temple grounds of Hare Krishna Dham. So we invite all the listeners to please join us on Saturday in celebrating the Krishna Janmashtami. If you have any questions, you know, you can go on to the website of the temple website, iskonhouston.org, which is iskonhouston.org. Now we will listen to a song that was sung by Gauravani and his kindred souls.
Mala Chanda.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. Next week is Krishna Janmashtami. ISKCON of Houston is celebrating Krishna by having Abhishek, Kirtan, Arati, and cultural programs, children activities, free vegetarian dinner, and free parking, and many more. So we request all our listeners to come and join the celebration on next Saturday, September 5th, and get the mercy of Lord Sri Radha Nila Madhava, and have fun on your whole family.
Next, we are presenting Srila Prabhupada's explanation on who is Krishna. This lecture is given in Boston in 1971.
But he is the Supreme Personality of God. According to Vedic literature, we get information that God comes within all kinds of societies, not only human society, but in animal society also. And why does he come? When does he come? These descriptions and informations are there in the Vedic literature. Very nice. So one has to study. Sometimes people object that God cannot come as incarnation. But we don't agree to that point. If we say that God cannot come, that means God becomes subjected to our order. He is so great and independent, so why he shall not come? If he likes, he can come. We don't agree to the philosophy that God cannot come. Why God cannot come? If he is actually the great, whatever he likes, he can do. There is God's solution.
What is Krishna consciousness
then? Yes, that is very important. Krishna consciousness is described very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you know Bhagavad Gita. I understand you are reading Bhagavad Gita. So, Bhagavad Gita is the guide how to become Krishna conscious. There is a statement by Krishna himself in the 9th chapter. Manmana bhagavan bhakta manjaji mana namaskar. Manmana, just always think of me, become my devotee, always think of me. Manmana bhagavan bhakta manjaji, worship me, offer obeisances unto me. These are the different processes how one can become Krishna conscious.
How does Krishna consciousness differ from other yoga systems?
Yoga system is also Krishna consciousness. But the modern yoga system is a different manufacturer of the latest atheist class. They meditate upon something impersonal, God. That is very difficult. You cannot concentrate your mind on something void. That is simply troublesome. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Klesha Hajitatara Klesham of Bhakta Tattva Chetasana. Those who are attached to the impersonal void feature of the Absolute Truth, their process is very troublesome. So, Krishna has got defined features of his manifestation. The first feature is impersonal. The second feature is localized. And the third feature is localized by the Supreme. So, generally, the yogis, they try to concentrate on the impersonal. Actually, they should have concentrated on the localized feature. The localized feature is called Paramatma. And the impersonal feature is called Brahma. And the personal feature is called Bhagavan. That is explained very nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Absolute Truth is one. And personal and localized, the thing is one. But according to a different vision, in the beginning it is impersonal, further advanced it is localized, and further advanced
it is possible. So, yoga system of the modern day, first of all I will say, most of them are not very bona fide. They are simply humbug. Actual yoga system, Ashtanga yoga, 8 different stages of practicing yoga is not possible at the present day.
What is the relationship between Christ and Krishna?
That is very simple to understand. Christ represented himself as Son of God. So we are not listening. That's the thing, the Son of God.
In the Bible, the Lord Christ said that the only way to worship God is through me.
Yes, that's fine. Because unless you get association of a devotee, there is no question of God really. So, this is Christ, the devotee. So, one has to associate with the devotee before realizing his member. But, it is not that God has got only one devotee. If God is unlimited, He has unlimited devotee also. That is real philosophy. But the philosophy which was spoken by Lord Jesus Christ, that society was different from the society where Krishna appeared, or Krishna spoke, just like Krishna spoke to Arjuna. And Jesus Christ spoke to some general the shepherds, the status of life, and their understanding demand. The representative of God speaks according to the circumstances, according to the country. So it was good for the people at that time. They should have concentrated through this stuff.
Is this Krishna consciousness sectarian? Can anyone take it up? Can Christians take it up? Can Muslims take it up?
Yes, you can see practically. All our students here in Western countries, they're mostly coming from Christian group, Greek group. And there are many Mohammedans also. And this Negro, all kinds of, everyone is welcome. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Although materially there is gradation of first class, second class, third class, human society. But Krishna says that anyone, manhi bhakam the pasis, anyone who takes proper shelter of me, this is very important thing. Proper shelter means to take shelter of Krishna. But in the physically absence of Krishna, one has to take shelter of Krishna's real differences. Then anyone will understand this Krishna philosophy and he will be elevated to the high platform or understanding.
With what authority do you teach this Krishna consciousness?
I told you, Bhagavad Gita is the authority. Just like when you go to the law court, you speak on the law.
Hare Krishna, welcome back. You are listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. As we have been announcing about Janmashtami, that's going to happen next week, I just want to give more details on the costume contest that we will have next week, Saturday, for the Janmashtami celebrations. So for the costume contest, this contest will be for the age of kids, starting from age 4 till age of 14. And the kids will be divided into two groups by age-wise. And so there will be the prizes for the winners for these two different age groups. So there will be first prize, second prize, and third prize also. And again, there will be a participation certificate for everybody, whoever is going to participate for this costume contest. So we will have judges who will be coming, you know, from other organizations. They will be judging the each kid on their confidence level on the stage, the way they have dressed up in their character, and how they are presenting themselves as in that character. So judges will be looking for these details in each and every kid, and they will be scoring. So you can register for this costume contest on today in the temple from 5:30 till 6:30 in the evening at ISKCON of Houston temple today, and also again on the Janmashtami day itself on Saturday, September 5th evening from 5:30 till 6:30, we'll be taking the registrations. So the costume contest will start at 6:30 and then it will end by 8 o'clock. So we request all our listeners, whoever have children, you know, they can participate. They can dress up like Krishna or Balaram or Radharani or Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda, or if you like, you can even dress up like Kamsa or Putana or Aghasura, whomever you know character you like, you can dress up and you know come over there. It will be so beautiful to see all the children dressed up in different costumes running around in the temple grounds. You know we can see that whole Vrindavan, that whole atmosphere, you know, will be there in the temple today in the evening with all other programs going on, with so many spiritual activities and so many other children's activities and adult activities. So please, listeners, come over and enjoy the celebrations next Saturday. So now we will listen to a song sung by Ayendra Prabhu, and this is from the album called Vrindavan Mellows.
Krishna Hare.
Welcome back again. So we are almost getting close to the end of this program. So I just want to give more details on the children's activities that we are going to have on next Saturday for the Janmashtami day, Krishna Janmashtami day. So for the children's activities, we have organized coloring contest, and there will be henna, and then there's going to be doll hunting, which is like treasure hunting for the kids, and then balloon darting, and many other activities we have included for the children on that day. So we would like your children to bring over and participate in the coloring contest. Again, this will be for the age kids from 3 to 10 years old, and they can come, they can collect the coloring sheet along with some crayons. They can color it and bring it back with their name, and then this will be judged by our Goswami Academy teachers and Sunday school teachers, and the kids will be given prizes for the best coloring participant. So this is our coloring contest, and then there will be balloon darting where they can shoot the balloons, and then there will be scavenger hunt, so kids can participate in groups for the hunt. They'll be given hints and clues, and they can find the treasure, and then they can win the prizes. So we have included a lot of children's activities. They can have lots of fun on that day. So the programs start from 5:30 till 9:30, these children's programs. So again, we want to remember all our listeners that please come and join the celebrations of Krishna Janmashtami next Saturday from evening 5 o'clock till midnight. There will be aarti, abhishek, kirtan, free vegetarian dinner prasadam, parking, free parking, cultural activities, and many more. So the aarti is going to be every 2 hours, starting from 5:30, then again at 7 and 9, and then midnight aarti. So
now we will be signing off with a song by Srila Prabhupada. We are your hosts, Vasavi
and Madhavi.
So we will now play the song. Thank you for listening to the Waves of Devotion.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.